Miracle of the Egg.
Miracle of the Egg. Lecture 2, first the chicken or the egg. What was first? We spoke about that a moment ago. Good question. What came first? I give you all the answers, of course. All is one. Who shall we pick on? Who shall we pick on? So. Yeah, the saint looks at us and says, "You're always picking on me." But I like it. Now, I'm going to ask this a very silly question. I've already given you the answer. But don't listen to what anybody else says, because they may be wrong. Sylvia, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Please answer the question. And Ingeborg, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And Gertrude, what came first?
I say the same because all is one, then.
You say the same because all is one.
Greg?
Nothing came.
All right, Gerd? You have a chance to make philosophical history right now. You don't know? That's okay. Leave it at that.
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. You do know? Or you don't know?
I do not know.
You do not. Okay, fine. Anita, what came first?
Anita. All is now as one. Alles ist jetzt als eins.
Sankara, the saint, what came first?
First the egg and then the chicken. Huh?
Let the chicken come out from the egg. I see. Okay, John?
The chicken.
And Sapphire, what came first?
Sapphire. Using the law of simultaneous cause and effect.
Now you're telling me that there is a law of simultaneous cause and effect?
That the idea and the object, or the idea and whatever that is simultaneous. There is no
simultan, alles ist
no space.
Rosalie, what do you say?
Rosalie, was sagst du?
And Rosalie, if you don't speak up, we're going to take a foghorn give it to you.
I must confess something. I didn't pay attention.
Hey, how can you go to the philosophical schools of Zurich and Bern and so forth and become an able student without paying attention? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was kam zuerst, das Ei oder die Henne?
Zuerst war nichts.
First was nothing.
All right. Ellen, what came first?
Ellen, it's not so bad what
she said. No, that's very good. I mean, that's the first remark that was made. Now, you know that was her own. She didn't copy that from anybody. Very good. All right, Ellen? Oh, sure. Now that you've heard the answer, yeah. And love, what do you say?
Love was right too.
Okay. Now, you are all right. You're all right in not knowing and knowing, in believing one or the other, believing in none. All right, John, you got that silly smirk on your face that says you know the answer. Why is it that they're all right?
John, du hast dieses Grinsen auf deinem Gesicht. Warum haben die alle recht?
Because they're all God and they all create their own world.
Die sind alle Gott und alle erschaffen sich ihre eigene Welt.
And if they wish to,
und if, wenn die es möchten,
if they wish to have the egg come first, then the egg came first. If they wish to have the chicken came first, then the chicken came first. If they wish to have it all at the same time, then it's all at the same time.
Und wenn die es möchten, dann kommt das Ei zuerst oder
and
zuerst, oder kommt
Rosalie's answer.
And if they want to have nothing first, then nothing.
Exactly. I knew you were going to round it up, you know. And what about this simultaneous law of cause and effect? Isn't that an interesting new concept, huh? We've said law of cause and effect. That is a definite belief we have. But what's this simultaneous thing? That means when you have the idea,
das heißt, wenn du die Idee hast,
the thing and the idea are concurrent, they are simultaneous.
Das Ding und die Idee, sind simultan. Sie sind gleichzeitig.
Now, Sapphire is going to teach a class on this.
Sapphire wird eine Klasse,
and the class is going to be made up of demonstrations. She's going to show how you can think a thought and demonstrate the thought in the same instant.
Sie wird lehren, wie du eine Idee haben kannst und im selben Moment das manifestieren kannst.
Now, let's just play a game for a moment.
Lass uns ein Spiel spielen für einen Moment.
Could Jesus do anything he chose to do?
Konnte Jesus alles tun, was tun wollte?
As far as we understand. Could the Buddha do wonderful things, and could Lao Tse and Confucius and all these other grand and wonderful teachers?
Konnte Buddha oder Lao Tse oder all diese wunderbaren Lehrer tun, was sie wollten?
They all could do wonderful things, couldn't they?
Die alle konnten wundervolle Dinge vollziehen.
And let's just take our book, The Life and Teachings of the Master of the Far East. Whether it's fiction or fact, it doesn't matter. Could Emil appear wherever he chose to appear? Did he have to keep a record of what he was doing? Who are the records for? We have many marvelous people in this time and age, in every age. And they're doing wonderful things. And then the scientists say, well, I don't know about that. Let's check you out. And the scientists take them into their studios and give them all sorts of interesting tests. Some they pass and some they don't. If they can do anything, they can do everything, can't they? If they don't demonstrate everything, that doesn't mean they can't do anything. When the law appears not to work, it is often working very, very well. That sounds inconclusive. Sounds stupid, in fact. Why? Science tells us if they can work a principle once, they can work it always.
einmal ein Prinzip wenn du einmal ein Prinzip wenn einmal ein Prinzip wirkt, dann wirkt es immer.
Is that true?
Ist das wahr?
It should be.
Ja, sollte wahr sein.
I can say to any of you that I'll use you all and use none of you. I can say to Ellen.
Ellen,
if you will go outside and pick up that stone, there'll be a pot of gold under it. So all of you run out there to pick up the stone, and there's no gold. Why did Ellen not go?
Warum ist Ellen nicht gegangen?
Ellen doubted.
Ellen hat gezweifelt.
And when she doubted, what happened?
Und als sie gezweifelt hat, was ist passiert?
Sapphire, what happened?
Sapphire, was ist geschehen?
I'm sorry?
It wiped out or negated.
Yeah, that's one way of saying it. But she put a new cause in motion, which was no. See, it's a new cause. So she put a new cause in motion, which was no. Now, Ellen, what did you do?
Ellen, what has to be done?
I put another cause in motion.
You put another cause in motion. Therefore,
there was no gold.
When the rest of them went out there, there was no gold. You say, ha, 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 ha. That's kind of silly. That's just escaping the point. If the gold is there for Ellen, it's there for all of you. If the gold is there for Ellen, true, it's there for all of you. But Ellen must recognize that it's there for her. How many people have you looked at and you said, wow, what great people? And you talk to the person, they say, eh, could be better, man, I just am not doing my usual thing, you know. You and I, we look at that person, we say, wow, how wonderful. If we don't believe ourselves, we can have everything before us and it means nothing to us. The same goes back to the egg and the chicken, which came first. Whichever you want to create as first, that's up to you. The egg was always there and the chicken was always there. In the infinite cosmos, all exists right now, complete and perfect. If we say that something was before the other, it merely means that that's where our consciousness was. We are aware of one thing before the other. What do we want to do? The chicken is the memory bank. Interesting point, huh? The chicken is a memory bank, because within the chicken it can lay an egg. But let's go back to the egg.
Aber lass uns zurückgehen zum Ei.
We say here, the egg is the diversity of the chicken.
Wir sagen hier, das Ei ist die Vielfältigkeit des,
can the leg, the egg lay a chicken? And can the egg produce eventually a chicken, or can it produce a chicken? It can.
Es kann.
But it doesn't need to.
Aber es braucht nicht.
Because within the complex of egg itself is chicken.
Weil in der Komplexität des Eis die Henne ist.
If we were to take just a little bit of the skin off of Sylvia's face.
Wenn wir nur ein wenig Haut wegnehmen würden von Sylvias Gesicht.
We could reproduce her entire body.
Könnten wir ihren ganzen Körper reproduzieren.
And what is Sylvia doing every day?
Und was tut Sylvia jeden Tag?
She's really a big mess. She's dusting off her babuda, you know, she's dusting off all this dust of her body, which are dead cells. They're not really dead, but they're cells that she's no longer using. And so when someone says that the person walked down the path and left flowers in their wake, that could very well be true. Now, why are you sitting here listening to this nonsense? You're sitting here listening to this nonsense because you too agree that this is true. You agree that this is part of our reality. And it is part of our reality. But are we limited to any portion of it? We aren't limited to any portion of it at all, are we? Why are we not limited to any portion of it? We are not limited to any portion of it because we are the masters. And we are the creators of whatever part of it we want to experience.
Und wir sind die Schöpfer von jedem Teil, den wir uns erschaffen wollen.
Now, you laugh at me.
Ihr lacht über mich.
And that's okay.
Und das ist okay.
You laugh at me when I say, I'm whole and perfect.
Du lachst, wenn ich sage, ich bin ganz und vollkommen.
I am God, God I am.
Ich bin Gott, Gott bin ich.
This is where you really laugh at me. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. He says, how could anyone like a puss like that, you know? How could anyone like a face like that? See, even the saint recognizes that that's incredulous, you know. But truly, what difference does it make? Have you ever seen a person? You really haven't. Every person has a force field around them. This force field is called their charisma and other things. Gertrude, I saw you the other day. You had a frown on your face. What was making you unhappy? Who was making you unhappy? I'll take care of him. Who took away your smile? Who messed it up? And so forth. I've made her into an unsmiling person. And you know what she was doing? She was thinking some deep thoughts. And as she was thinking some deep thoughts, she was spending more time inside than outside. She wasn't unhappy at anything. But as far as I was concerned, she was unhappy, and I was thinking, gee, that's not good. She shouldn't be unhappy.
Also, wie sie gesehen haben, war sie unglücklich, und sie haben gedacht, hey, sie sollte doch gar nicht unglücklich sein.
This is where we stand.
Da stehen wir.
We're the creators of our world, of ourselves and our world.
Wir sind die Schöpfer unserer Welt.
And when we create things out there, we have exactly back what we want.
Und wenn wir Dinge da draußen erschaffen, dann haben wir genau das, was wir möchten.
I talked to one of my early students, who was from my first year and the second year of God Unlimited.
Ich habe mit einem meiner früheren Studenten gesprochen von meinem ersten oder zweiten Jahr der Universität.
A terrific person, tremendous charisma, just dynamic beyond imagination.
Eine großartige Person mit einem großartigen Charisma, sehr dynamisch.
And she said one thing that tickled me very well. Recently, she had written me several letters. I answered them, and we had a good conversation. She says, "You know, Herb, we have a tremendous work to do. Our work is to show people that when Jesus said, 'Ye are gods,' ours is to show the world that they are God. And as we show the world that they are God, they are doing wonderful things. They're just fantastic. Now, I think you're doing a wonderful work, Herb. Now, this was the message that I gave her back in
1975.
Now, what does that make it from here? Some 26 years or 28 years, something like that? And so, all that time,
so diese ganze Zeit,
she's been teaching this
hat sie dies gelehrt,
in her own beautiful way.
In ihrem eigenen, auf ihre eigene vollkommene Weise.
She receives the gist.
Sie, bekommt den, gist.
The gist tells these stories too.
Der gist erzählt diese Geschichten auch.
But this is the first time she ever said it to me in person in a letter. You can't be quicker than email, of course. And so we were zip-zip back and forth. But what is the benefit of saying that I am God? What is the benefit of doing that? The good that comes out of it. The good that comes out of saying, I am God, is that you don't have to go to the back door. All of our life, we've had to go to the back door. Oh, Jesus, help me.
Oh, Jesus, hilf mir.
Priest, show me the way. You know, many people cannot afford to be a Christian.
Weißt du, viele Leute können es sich nicht leisten, ein guter Christ zu sein.
And the reason they can't afford to be a Christian is that they cannot afford to pay the amount of money it takes to be it. Now you might think I'm talking about the gifts that you give to the church, you know, the offerings that you give, and I'm not talking about that.
Spenden, spreche, die man der Kirche gibt, aber ich spreche nicht darüber.
Who shall I ask? Who wants to answer the question? Yeah, okay. What do you do when you go to church on Sunday? Tell me the first thing that comes to your mind that you as a normal Christian would do going to church on Sunday. What's the first thing? What?
You dress up.
There's the answer. You dress up. You put on your going to meeting suit and clothes. You put on your richly garbed dress or your beautiful suit. My dad, he had one suit that he wore for burying or for weddings or for if he had to go to church.
Mein Vater hatte einen guten Anzug, den für Beerdigungen und für
Heiraten
und zur Kirche trug.
That's what the church is going to dress up. You can't afford that because you're in competition with your neighbors. Each one dresses more beautifully than the other. And you see what hat they're wearing, you know? That's not a joke. Did you see the story of this, my other sister? Here this young man wanted to come in the front of the church. Why wouldn't they let him in the front of the church? Huh?
Because he wasn't dressed properly.
You're supposed to be translating. Why? Why weren't they bringing him in? Why wouldn't they let him in?
Because he wasn't dressed.
Good teacher. He did not have his going to meeting suit on. And what did they call him? What? What?
They thought he's a bum or poor, he's here for the
a beggar.
A beggar.
A beggar. They thought he was a beggar. Now, why can't the beggar come in the front of the church? Why must they go to the kitchen? Where is the food that the church should be serving? What is the food the church should be serving? The what? Ellen. Ellen, Ellen, what is the, by God, the wine and the you mean the communion? Well, that shows, I know, that shows how far back your religion goes. The spiritual life, the spiritual words, the spiritual prayer. I mean, food is the prayer of the church. If it's just eating, I mean, that's temporary. My goodness sakes. And the kid came with a whole bag of marshmallows, you know. Remember? Yeah, now you remember all that stuff. But you see, the church is closed to those who, so to speak, would get the great benefit from it. You know what many churches are doing? They're locking their doors. All. Yeah. And why are they locking the doors? Because things get stolen. So what? So what? Let them take it. It belongs to God, and the people who are taking it are God. Really? This is the whole thing about this. If you are teaching a spiritual belief, practice it. Gerd, where is the best police force in the world? It's a lead question. I gave you a clue. Where is the best police force in the world? The best protection in the world? I'm sorry?
myself, I'm the best.
Yeah, yeah, speak up. You say it's good always, you know.
I'm the best policeman.
You betcha. Then, if you're the best policeman, why do you lock your church door? If you're teaching this power from within, if you're teaching that this is God's house, and everything belongs to God, why do you teach lock your door? If you indeed are a church where people can go to pray and worship, all right, Gerd, why would they steal your candlesticks in your church? Why would they steal your candlesticks in your church? Gerd? They wouldn't, would they? Thank you. Thank you, they wouldn't. And if you're the best police force in the world, why would anyone take something from you? You know where the safest bar is in the world, the safest liquor store and so forth in the world? Next to or across the street from the police department. Where is the most safe place to build a house? Next to the fire station. Build, live, be near your own, not protection is the word we don't want to use, but be near your own, what do we want to say? The pure white light of love. See, the chicken and the egg is not a funny thing, it's very real. What came first, the gold or the thief? It came at the same time. The moment you put value on gold, the thief was there to share it with you. But this is what life is all about. We either are the master or we are the slave. We're either in charge or we are taken charge of. It's a beautiful experience for all of us. When you're ready for this, when you're ready to walk your own inner path, then you'll find the miracle of the egg inside of you. But so long as you're having other people walk the path, now look, Gerd, you were with me. We were in the little Miata, scooting around the edge of the property. We went by our unlocked gate. And there was a border patrol ready to come through to check the area to make sure there are no wetbacks around. And Gerd and I were laughing and joking and turning around the corner, and we waved to the border patrol, "Hi guys," you know, and we went shooting by, and they thought to themselves, "There's no wetbacks around there." You know, there's too much activity, there's too much fun going on there. They try to be shy of that sort of stuff. They don't want to make any waves. But, you see, we were our own, if you will, protection. We were our own security. We were our own pure white light of love. One day I walked down the path, almost in that same area. And I had the dogs with me. And I was dressed as usual. And I heard a little noise in the bush. And I didn't turn my head totally, I just looked at the side of my eyes. And I saw about a dozen dark jackets laying in the grass there, you know, with people underneath them. And so I said, come on, Button, come on, love. They wanted to go over and say hello, you know. Come on. And then I went on ahead and walked around. And when I came back later in the day, they weren't there, of course. But I have no wish for them to have anything except for peace and love and harmony. They come to this country, they make enough money to feed their families for a year in just a month. And when they finally must go home because they're apprehended, then their families can leave for about 10 years. And they do go home very comfortably. But this property is surrounded by my pure white light of love, not to protect it. So all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. Every morning as I do my treatment work, I have each of you in there and I say, all your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. I surround you with my pure white light of love. You live in your eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Now, if you want me to change the next one, I'll change it, but this is what I say to you. I see you independently wealthy. Any objection?
No.
None. But, you see, this is when you are happy with yourself. This is when you're your own creator, as all of you are. This is when you live your genius. Now, if Gertrude wanted to have time to herself, all she has to do is announce, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. And all of a sudden, everything would be in order. She says, I'm going to take a 6-month tour of the world. I'm going to all the sacred places of the world. I'm going everywhere in the world to my home. Every place that I go is my home, and that's my sacred place. I don't go to worship to some other person's ascension of awareness. I don't go to see Sai Baba or to see this place where Jesus was born or to see all these neat things anywhere around the world. Wherever I go, I take myself. And wherever I go, I am myself. You see, there is no spiritual place on the face of the earth. There is no spiritual place on the face of the earth. What is there? I'm asking you.
There's only me.
There's only you. Doesn't that sound sacrilegious? Are you saying these churches are not beautiful places to go and worship? Are you saying that having a large group of people in meditation is not a good idea? That's what she's saying.
Das ist, was sie sagt.
And you know why she's saying that?
Und wisst ihr, warum sie das sagt?
She's saying the only way we can understand our spiritual self is by ourself.
Der einzige Weg, unser spirituelles Selbst zu verstehen, ist durch uns selbst.
The only way we can walk our spiritual path is by ourself.
Die einzige Art, wie wir unseren spirituellen Weg gehen können, ist als uns selbst.
We go to these beautiful places around the world where people have prayed for centuries.
Wir gehen zu diesen speziellen Orten in der Welt, wo die Menschen seit Jahrhunderten gebetet haben.
And what happens?
Und was passiert?
John, what happens?
John, was geschieht?
Nothing. Yeah, basically nothing. But what happens is you pray in their way.
Du betest auf ihre Weise.
You pray in their technique, which is just not bad.
Du brauchst ihre Techniken.
But it's not yours.
Aber es ist nicht deine.
Your technique is what touches you in your heart.
Deine Technik ist, was dich in deinem Herzen.
And that's what each of us must learn.
Und das ist es, was wir alle lernen müssen.
Now, what is one of Anita's techniques?
Was ist eine von Anitas Techniken?
Oh, by the way, Anita, if you look in the fake books, I'm sure you'll find the song by Joyce Kilmer, I think that I shall never see. I'm sure it's there.
Okay, wenn du in dieses fake Gesangbuch guckst, dann wirst du dieses Lied.
Now, what does Anita find?
Was wird Anita finden?
When Anita goes out under the trees, she finds Anita.
Wenn Anita rausgeht unter die Bäume,
when Anita is dancing down the path singing, she finds Anita.
Und wenn sie den Pfad runtergeht und singt, dann findet sie Anita.
Does Anita bore and virtually chase everybody to hell? Anita has a technique.
Anita hat eine Technik.
It's hers.
Es ist ihre.
Is it everybody's?
Is it
no. No, it's not. But her technique works for her.
Ihre Technik, wirkt für sie.
And if she feels that others should be touched by her technique, then she's not going to gain the benefit. I mean, she's not going to gain the good.
Wenn sie denkt, dass sie ihre Technik für andere berühren sollte, dann ist das nicht gut.
She's not going to gain the good if she doesn't do what is right for her.
Dann wird sie nicht das Gute erfahren, dass
And the same is true for you.
Und dasselbe ist wahr für uns.
Why are you laughing? I didn't say anything funny.
Warum lachst du? Ich sagte doch nichts komisch.
Because what?
Because I said something komisch.
Oh, you said something komisch. You're supposed to say what I'm saying. And if I say something, if I say something komisch, then you can say it. But if I don't say something komisch, you shouldn't say something komisch unless you want to take over the program.
Okay.
It reminds me of one of my translators. I'm giving my translation in front of the group. I'm giving my talk. And he's translating behind me, and he's making every movement I'm making, standing behind me. And then one time I backed up quickly, and I ran into him, but I didn't know he was there. And pow!
Das erinnert mich an einen Übersetzer, den ich hatte. Der hat hinter mir übersetzt und hat jede Bewegung, die ich gemacht habe, mitgemacht. Und ich bin mal ein bisschen zurückgegangen und bin in ihn reingeschossen und Und wir sind beide umgefallen.
It was a good show. The people loved it.
Gutes Theater.
It was in the Altenheim.
Die Leute haben es geliebt. Es war in einem Altersheim.
In Ismaning.
In Ismaning.
Yeah, we had a good time there. Okay. Think of these things.
Denk darüber nach.
Are you ready to think about these things? They're very important. Now, we conclude this hour with this idea. Everyone plays their role out of chaos. Everyone concludes their role out of chaos.
Jeder spielt seine Rolle aus dem Chaos.
Do you know how that can be?
Weißt du, wie das geht?
Everything is chaos.
Alles ist Chaos.
Does chaos mean that it is not orderly?
Heißt Chaos, dass es nicht ordentlich ist?
What chaos really means, and scientists are bringing this factually forward right now.
Was Chaos wirklich heißt, und die Wissenschaftler kommen jetzt darauf.
Chaos means order that is so infinite that we cannot comprehend it.
Chaos heißt Ordnung, die so unendlich ist, dass wir sie nicht verstehen können.
You are standing in the middle of New York's Main Street.
Du stehst in der Mitte von der Hauptstraße in New York.
And Sophia is not Sophia. Sapphire, I want to say it right. Sapphire,
and Sapphire
has just been awarded the Legion of Honor medal for the most outstanding human being on the face of the earth.
Und sie hat die Ehrenmedaille, gerade die Ehrenmedaille für die großartigste Person in der Welt bekommen.
And she's in this limousine that's 20 blocks long. Everybody's throwing flowers at her. And from the tops of every building, they're dumping down confetti. Little chopped up pieces of paper that are just total chaos. Now, Sapphire, what does she think of this? Boring.
Das ist langweilig.
Not really. She thinks, hey, this is cool.
Sie denkt, naja, das ist cool.
That confetti is being thrown on me.
Diese Konfetti wird auf mich geworfen.
Those streamers and balloons and stuff are thrown on me.
Diese Ballone und Blumen werden auf mich geworfen.
She understands exactly what's going on.
Sie versteht genau, was da vorgeht.
She's not at all confused. All is in order.
Alles ist in Ordnung.
For her, it's perfect order.
Für sie ist es vollkommene Ordnung.
She is not concerned about the chaos as described in confusion coming down on her. That is of no content to her.
Sie denkt nicht darüber nach, was Chaos in seinem ursprünglichen Sinn heißt.
Ellen, what does chaos define itself as for us? Now, what does undifferentiated matter mean, Ellen? Does it mean more than that?
No.
Why doesn't it mean more than that? Good. But undifferentiated matter does not mean confusion.
Unbestimmte, ungeformte Masse bedeutet nicht Chaos.
Jesus said, if I were chopped into little pieces and spread throughout the world, and I wanted my body to be brought back together, it could be brought back together with a snap of my finger.
Jesus sagte, wenn ihr mich in kleine Stückchen schneiden würdet und über die ganze Welt zerstreuen würdet, und wenn ich es wollte, würde ich mich wieder zusammensetzen.
See how quick you are. You just let go, you know. See, I give her all this undifferentiated matter, and she wonders what's going to come of it. But just think of that. Just think of that. Very clear.
Aber denk darüber nach.
Each play its role out of the chaos.
Jeder spielt seine Rolle aus dem Chaos.
That means anything you want to.
Das heißt, alles, was ihr möchtet.
Form the undifferentiated matter into, you can do it.
Formt sich in
anything you want to form the undifferentiated matter into.
Alles, was ihr möchtet, um die unbestimmte Substanz in irgendetwas zu formen.
It's everywhere.
Es ist überall.
You can do it.
Ihr könnt es tun.
Now, Gerd, he did that the other day. Gerd was skiing down the hills in a normal pair of skis. And he says, I am a good skier.
Und sagt, ich bin ein guter Skibauer.
These skis are no indication of my ability.
Diese Skis, Skis sprechen nicht meiner Fähigkeit. Entsprechen nicht.
These skis do not represent my ability, my talent. Wiederholen.
Diese Skis entsprechen nicht meinem Talent.
I am going to get some skis that reflect who I am, the great skier that I am.
Ich werde Skis kaufen, die mein Talent, die meinem Talent entsprechen.
So he did. But the skis weren't totally perfect.
Aber die Skier waren nicht total vollkommen.
They were for a different purpose.
Die waren für einen anderen Zweck.
And the ski master said, you can make them work like wonder.
Und der Skimeister sagte, du kannst Wunder damit bewirken.
And Gerd says, you say so, I'll do it.
Und Gerd sagt, wenn du es sagst, dann mach ich das.
And he got on the skis and he looked like Sonja Henie. No, she's not nice. Who's some wonderful current skier that we got who's exceptional? Come on, Greg, you know. Skier.
Some Austrian, I guess.
Don't you have any names in mind? All right, Gerd, I will give you the greatest compliment I know how to give. You ski as well as Greg.
Du fährst so gut Ski wie Greg.
I know the greatest dino. Andy Sanders. Or former, how would you say that?
Adorindor. Greg sagt, ich kenne den besten Skifahrer, das ist Anitas früher Schwager. He's erstaunlich. Er ist erstaunlich.
So you see, it's in the family.
Es ist in der Familie.
And it's not too far away from you, is it? Okay, right next to you. But you went in there and you decided the image of the other skis were not you. And you took the image of the new skis and you said, I'm the greatest. And you were good.
Du hast die Idee der neuen Skis genommen und hast die gesagt, ich bin gut und du warst gut.
Now, out of the infinity of possibilities, out of the chaos which was out there just everywhere confusing you, why did you choose that one ski master to talk to?
Aus den unendlichen Möglichkeiten, die du hast, warum hast du gerade diesen Skimeister, mit diesem Skimeister gesprochen?
Why did you choose that particular place to get them?
Warum bist du gerade in dieses Geschäft gegangen, um sie zu kaufen?
Why didn't you do like every normal Swiss, because you're not normal Swiss? They don't go anywhere without their skis on top of their car. And some of their skis are so narrow. Why?
Warum?
Can you tell me?
Kannst du es mir sagen?
Greg, why are the skis narrow?
Greg, warum sind die Skis so
narrow? It's actually because they get wider.
Anita, why are the skis narrow?
They're cross-country skis.
And? Anita? Less surface. Less surface you have, the faster you can be. Why do you wax skis?
Well,
to have less surface. Less surface tension. What do these guys do who jump out of airplanes with these ski boards? That's a big surface, but of course the air is kind of thin. And they go, sure, they sail through the air like the most magnificent men of the flying trapeze. You see, we go wherever it is that our heart turns us on. We walk our spiritual path wherever it is that our heart turns us on. It would be fun to visit all these spiritual master places and spiritually illumined centers. I have talked to hundreds of people who have returned from their spiritual journey. Almost without reservation. They would answer me when I said, what did you learn or experience? Oh, the mountains were so beautiful. Oh, the restaurants were so nice. I bought some nice clothes there. In fact, I bought some film too, you know. Now, maybe they're just keeping to themselves their spiritual adventure. I kind of think they didn't have it. Now, why didn't they have a spiritual adventure? Anyone want to give an idea on that? Why do you think they didn't have a spiritual adventure? Anybody else? Rosalie, why didn't they have a spiritual adventure? Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Sapphire, why do you think?
Sapphire, what do you
I would have to say the same thing, that they were looking for it out there, not realizing that.
That's right. There's no reason you shouldn't travel. But don't make a game out of it. I'm traveling through the spiritual place to see a spiritual master. No, you're not. You say, I'm going to India and I'd like to ride on a camel or something, you know. Whatever you want to do. Or it'd be fun to meet Emil, you know. Yeah. John, what do you say?
I think they really just wanted to go to restaurants and buy some film and buy some clothes. And that was their,
yeah.
What they were actually truly loving and
right.
Wanted to create in their world.
Ich denke, dass sie wirklich nur in Restaurants gehen wollten, Kleider kaufen, Filme kaufen wollten.
They usually say, the meals were so good, the hotels were so pleasant, very American, or very European, or I was in a hotel that was all German, and I'm German, so it was so wonderful, just like I was back in Germany. But this is all chaos. It's all undifferentiated matter. You go there and you differentiate it. And when you go there, you get nothing or you get everything. Did you ever think of going there, for instance, to Sai Baba? And walking up to Sai Baba and say, hi Sai Baba, I heard a lot of good stuff about you. You're an interesting person. And he would say, What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
Und er würde sagen, was kann ich für dich tun? Was kann ich für dich tun?
Ja, just shake your hand.
Just deine Hand schütteln.
No, the Dalai Lama, he's getting a lot of press recently.
Der hat viel Presse so kürzlich.
National Geographic and all that. Wherever he goes, people want to shake his hand, they want to be friends to him. I haven't heard of anyone wanting to assassinate him. Why? Really? Why?
Because he doesn't create it.
It's not in his consciousness. Why do you think the Pope was tried to be assassinated a couple of times? It's in his consciousness. He had a bulletproof vest.
Warum der Papst einige Male angegriffen wurde, weil das in seinem Gewissen.
Saint, you had a question?
Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama, they don't leave him to go back to Tibet.
They don't let him, no.
Die erlauben dem Dalai Lama nicht zurück nach Tibet zu gehen.
He created.
Certainly. Hey, look,
if
you had to live all of your life in a drafty old monastery without forced air heating, and you had to walk around naked, so to speak, all winter long and freeze your buns, you know, would you like to stay there? And what happened? He goes all over the world, everybody welcomes him to their home. And where do they put him? In the bridal suite, in the best bedroom. Do you think he sleeps on the floor? No way. He enjoys those beautiful beds, and that's good for him. Good for him. Sharp guy. Great, great fellow. But just remember, he's not traveling the world to bring spirituality to the world. He is spirituality. He lives it. If somebody wants to catch it from him, he's infectious. If nobody wants to catch it, then it doesn't work. You're wonderful. After lunch, we will have the predestined egg. So, any comments or questions or anything?